Nolte, Daily Beast targets Matthew McConaughey with deceptive alt-right hit piece. By John Nolte on January 14, 2021. Oscar winner Matthew McConaughey finds Jordan Peterson interesting. So far, left outlets like the Daily Beast are naturally freaking out and trying to spin the worst possible meaning out of them having a conversation. Welcome to the latest version of McCarthyism. Although Peterson has never been anything but respectful, interesting, peaceful, and an intellectual provocateur. In the best way, because McConaughey thanked Peterson in his book and appeared on Peterson's podcast. The McCarthyites at the Daily Beast used a headline this week to falsely accuse Matthew McConaughey of flirting with alt-right darlings. You see, anyone who does not join the woke Nazi campaign, which is led by a mob of un-American zealots determined to annihilate all speech they disagree with, you fall under the catch-all of the alt-right, which is code for Klansmen. When Matthew McConaughey's book, Green Lights, first debuted last fall, the memoir included an interesting acknowledgement. In the back of the book, McConaughey thanks Jordan Peterson. The Daily Beast tells its stupid readers, controversial Canadian professor and public speaker who has risen to prominence by fear-mongering about political correctness on college campuses, advocating for men's rights, and battling a bill meant to protect trans and non-binary people. Do I have to look up non-binary now? Anyway, the Daily Beast's McCarthyism doesn't stop there, not by a long shot. Peterson is just one of several controversial figures who have coalesced in the past few years within the so-called intellectual dark web, a lot that also includes podcaster Joe Rogan and conservative pundit Ben Shapiro, among others. But that moniker belies the true mundanity of these guys' belief system. Most of them largely spend their time complaining about anything that smacks of political correctness and waiting for the yet to be seen Armageddon that cancel culture will surely one day usher in. And yet, the worst thing the McCarthyites can come up with against Peterson, as far as an actual quote, is that he thinks it's time for comedian Louis C.K. to get his career back. When I see someone like Louis C.K., for example, pilloried terribly, I think, well, yeah, he did some things that were unseemly. Certainly even by his own standards, obviously, Peterson said on his podcast with McConaughey. Here's plenty of people who do unseemly things but very few of them are as masterful a comedian as Louis C.K. So do we want to lose him because he's flawed? As much as I despise Louis C.K. and find his behavior appalling, isn't it about time he be given a second chance? Oh, no, says the Daily Beast, that then goes on to connect these absurd dots. Louis C.K., for the record, waited less than a year after apologizing for what he did before he came back with sets that pandered to the alt-right, bashing the Parkland shooting survivors, mocking gender identity, and, later, joking about sexually harassing women. You'll be shocked to learn that neither Peterson nor McConaughey opined on that during this discussion. Yes, Louis C.K. joked about some taboos and sacred cows, which is exactly what comedians are supposed to do. But the woke Nazis now regard that as pandering to the alt-right, aka being a Klansman. The funniest part is all the words the Daily Beast spends whining about McConaughey's use of the insanely polite, and accurate, term illiberal. Cry bullies in action. The entire Daily Beast article is almost all guilt by association hysteria. Nothing quoted by the writer in any way justifies the headline. It's just the art of character assassination using innuendo and buzzwords to smear McConaughey, to put him on notice that if he does not return to the left-wing plantation, if he does not say the things he is supposed to say and believe the things he is supposed to believe, his career is over. And it's not just a threat directed at McConaughey. The far-left Daily Beast is making a public example of McConaughey to keep everyone else in Hollywood in line. See, this is what will happen to you unless you keep your mind right. Bottom line, in the great tradition of Joe McCarthy, the Daily Beast published 2,800 words of a not-so-thinly veiled threat that says, hey, that's a nice career you got there. Be ashamed if anything happened to it. And others in the far-left media are already jumping on board. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.